Now with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Wanda. Housing is on the upswing in South Florida. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton tells us, sales and prices for existing homes are way up when compared to a year ago.
In October, sales of existing homes spiked nearly 42% in Miami-Dade from the same time last year. Condo resales also rebounded strongly over 2011. The median price for an existing single-family home in the county rose to $185,000, up about 6% from a year ago. Broward also saw big gains. Sales of single-family homes soared nearly 21% in October when compared to last year. Condos and townhome sales in Miami-Dade and Broward jumped as well. While home prices rose, inventory is falling and homes are selling faster, with many properties staying on the market for less than 2 months. The Miami Association of Realtors and Greater Fort Lauderdale Realtors released the numbers, citing historically low mortgages as one of the main reasons for increasing sales. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
For a second straight year, the University of Miami has delivered a preemptive strike against impending NCAA sanctions. The school is against self-imposed a bowl ban on its football program. The Hurricanes, with a record of 6-5, became bowl eligible with a win over USF on Saturday, but the program has been subject of an NCAA investigation since last year, and because that inquiry is not complete, Miami is doing all it can to mitigate the severity of the upcoming or impending penalty. Many of these service workers at South Florida's busiest airport for Thanksgiving holiday travel say they can't afford a traditional Thanksgiving dinner this year. About 60 members of local airport workers union held a rally yesterday at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport to try and persuade airline contractors to pay them higher wages. 36-year-old Edson Jocelyn earns about $8,000 a year at the airport as a combination skycap and wheelchair pusher. He says he can't afford to pay for health insurance for his three children.
I have Medicaid for them, food stamp. That's how I'm living on. And every month I got licked to pay my house.
73-year-old airline passenger Mabel Ellis is confined to a wheelchair and says she tries to tip them well.
I'm glad somebody doing something to help them because they work very hard. And they're very polite.
The rally organizers say as many as 1,500 airport service workers are earning as little as $4.65 per hour plus tips. The workers are circulating a petition asking Broward County leaders to pay the workers a living wage. And reality TV stars, the Kardashian sisters, now hold the key to the city of North Miami Beach, North Miami, rather. Kim and Courtney were on hand yesterday to receive the honor from North Miami's Mayor Andre Pierre. The sisters are renting a waterfront house in the city while they film a reality show for the E! Network. Kim thanked an apparently smitten mayor during a short ceremony at City Hall.
I hope that we have proven how, you know, respectful our crew and our production is and we are, and we are just so excited that everyone has welcomed us with open arms. We're so excited to be here, and this is such an honor, so thank you so much.
The youngest sister, Chloe, missed out. She had to go back to Los Angeles to film another TV show. The Kardashians originally wanted to set up shop in South Beach, but Miami Beach did not want them. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.